Action and reaction. Second action, Crandall reopens the school.
As students left the school, Crandall planned her next move. She identified and contacted those who could help, abolitionists and black ministers. Since she was familiar with The Liberator, she reached out first to its editor, William Lloyd Garrison, writing to him in January of 1833, quote, "I have been, for some months past, determined, if possible, during the rest of my life, to benefit the people of color," close quote. Black pastor Reverend Peter Williams, white abolitionist George Benson, and other men connected Crandall to families in free African-American communities with the financial ability to send their daughters to the Canterbury Female Boarding School. While Crandall traveled to Providence, Rhode Island, New York City, New York, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to meet with parents of potential students, her sister, Hannah Almira Crandall, ran the school. In March of 1833, Crandall officially closed her school, reopening on Monday, April 1, for black and brown students. By the end of the month, she had three students.